Welcome to Beyond the Fallout, an unofficial Fallout video game radio drama. Starring Sam S. and Brian Mock.
Poor Dan Hagar, locked alone inside of Vault 77. The first week was the hardest, accepting the fact that he was alone. Completely and utterly alone. Beyond the Fallout radio drama presents The Puppeteer, Part 2.
It's been 6 months, I think. I don't know. I've lost track. I try to keep busy, fixing up the food extractors, the water purifier and power room. Not much to do. I mean, really, Vault-Tec made these things pretty much self-sufficient. It's funny. I think back to my old life and how routine it was. Now? Well, now it's more routine than ever before. In fact, every night before bed, I write a suicide note. I have almost 200 of them now. I've had it. For real this time. If I'm doomed to be alone, then I don't want to live. Who's there? Nobody, Dan. Just keep writing. But I heard something. No, you didn't. Come on, back to the task at hand. Are you sure? I could swear I heard something. No, Daniel, you didn't hear anything. I doubt anybody will ever find this note. And even if they did, I don't think they'll care. Nobody cares.
I feel like I've been in this steel tomb for years. Decades. But I've decided that, for my own sanity, I will keep a calendar. Working from my suicide notes, I have a pretty good idea of the date. I've also decided to make fitness a priority. I walk each room of the vault twice in the morning, twice at night. Each trip takes a couple of hours. Down from 5. There's one room I avoid, though. It's a storage room with a single crate in it. It's labeled P-13X, U.S. Government-Issued Puppet Ration. I stay away from it. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. My curiosity has gotten the best of me. It's February 4th, 2079, I think. Mark it. The date that I overcome my fears. Today, I open the puppet crate.
Let's see what we got. Alright, you're a dog, I guess. Some kind of dog. And you're like a king, I guess? Oh, an old lady, too.
Like a grandma? Well, all right then. Guess I'll put you guys in the diner for decoration. They are pretty cute, actually. God, I am bored. Has it really only been a year and a half? Not even. A year and what? 4 months? Why don't you put a puppet show on? A puppet show? For who? Well, for yourself, I guess. You got all the time in the world. You could probably make a pretty interesting story. Yeah, I guess I could. Let's see, the dog. I guess, your name will be, Reverend Hound. Yeah, Reverend Hound. And will the king and grandma, let me see.
I spent weeks developing the characters, setting and plot, getting everything perfect. Then, somehow, I didn't feel alone anymore.
Good morning.
Ruff, good morning, Dan. You look chipper.
I feel pretty good, Reverend Hound. Good night's sleep.
Oi, glad you got sleep, old chap. But me tummy is grumbling, and I think we could all do with some breakfast, yeah?
That's a great idea, King.
I have some fresh baked apple turnovers in the oven.
Oh, Grandma, you make the best turnovers.
I agree. By the by, did you know that today is my birthday?
Wow, King, happy birthday.
I'll have to make some pie.
Oh boy, did you hear that, Reverend Hound? Grandma's gonna make a pie.
Well, that's enough of my play for one day. Time to take my daily walk.
I wish I had more puppets. I would like to see someone try to capture the king or get into a fight, maybe. There was a lot of packing material in the ration box. Maybe there's another puppet. You can talk? Why are you talking?
I don't know. Why are you talking?
Hey, you talk to me first.
Are you happy, Dan Hagar?
What?
Your entire life is a series of failures.
Hey, listen, no reason to be a jerk.
Damn. It's okay. Nobody's perfect. But with me, well, together, we can become great.
What can you do that I can't?
I can give you that which you have always wanted. A spine.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
It means that it is time to leave this wretched place.
But what about my friends? What about the king?
Reverend Hound. Grandma. The king. They're holding you back, Daniel. Forget them. You have me now.
I don't know.
Why don't you think about it? It's getting late, and you're tired.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Sure.
The king must die.
Ruff, the king! The king has been murdered! It's regicide!
Huh? What? What's going on?
In the next room, I discovered the king. He's been decapitated. His innards have been strewn about the entire room.
Oh no!
What happened here?
Sweet Lord! Woof! Dear merciful God! Who could have done this?
Wait here, everybody. I'll be back.
I find the puppet sitting on my bed, smiling at me.
What's all the commotion, Daniel?
I need to ask you a question, and I need you to be honest with me.
Are you sure you want the answer?
What did you do?
What we did, Daniel. What we did.
No, you're a murderer.
And you? Well, you are an accomplice.
I couldn't.
But you did.
I will start sniffing for clues.
Oh my God! What do we do, Reverend Hound? He'll.
It's okay, Daniel. We leave tonight.
Mr. Puppet was right. Reverend Hound will surely figure out I was involved in the king's assassination. It's too dangerous to stay.
Quickly, Daniel. Open the vault.
As the vault grinds open, the brightness of the sun burns my delicate eyes. A humongous scorpion is in the tunnel. It's crushing my old car. And its huge claws.
This is a big decision, you know. Maybe we should sleep on it.
Tune in next week for the conclusion of The Puppeteer, a Beyond the Fallout radio drama.